From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with WBHM News. An Alabama Senate committee gave the go-ahead yesterday to two bills affecting schools. This comes as lawmakers aim to end the legislative session this week. One bill requires students to use the bathroom that matches their biological sex. The other bill bans teaching students certain, quote, divisive concepts. WBHM's Kyra Miles has more.
The Republican-backed bill lists a number of ideas it says can't be taught in the classroom. For instance, that one race, sex, or religion is inherently superior to the other, or that the U.S. is an inherently racist or sexist country. But Democratic Senator Linda Coleman Madison, who voted against the bill moving forward, says she's concerned the bill could have a chilling effect on teachers.
It's the underlying fear and what could come out of misinterpretation and taking what was intended to probably be a good thing out of context and people being afraid to express themselves. We will be back to burning books because we don't want to teach that.
The other bill mandates students use bathrooms or locker rooms that align with their biological sex, not their gender identities. The bill's backers have argued it's to protect the safety of girls. But Tish Fox says the measure specifically targets transgender students and violates the Constitution and Title IX. She's the legal director of the ACLU of Alabama.
If passed, this bill would send a message to vulnerable youth that they are not welcome or accepted in their communities. It also would expose all of Alabama's school districts and the state to the potential loss of federal funding for education.
The Alabama House has already passed both bills. Lawmakers expect to wrap up the session by Friday. Kyra Miles, WBHM.